talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, there's a development in the prosecutions for the January 6th insurrection. Five members of the Proud Boys, including their former national chair, have been charged with the felony of seditious conspiracy. Now, there have been 800 arrests on that insurrection, and there are 250 of them charged with assaulting or interfering with police officers. But seditious conspiracy is a very, very serious crime. It can result in a prison term of 20 years. And if you have multiple charges, it can result in more than that. So let's unpack this a little bit. And, you know, occasionally I even get calls to this show from people on the Republican side or people who may not see that the January 6th insurrection was what it was, which was an attempt to stop the peaceful transfer of power through violence for the first time since 1860. With the election of Abraham Lincoln, second only to the Civil War, the most violent and disruptive act in attacking our democracy in the history of the United States. So let's unpack this. Let's get what it was. The January 6th insurrection wasn't just a bunch of guys who happened to get together, have a few beers and go, hey, I know, let's storm the Capitol. Let's show that we like Trump. It wasn't that. It was carefully planned. And it was carefully planned at high levels in the Republican Party. It was planned by Trump and by the people closest to him. And by proposing something called the Green Bay Sweep. Now, what is that? And we're not talking Vince Lombardi here, okay? But this was first of all, social media notice went out well in advance, come to Washington on January 6th. Something momentous will happen. If you want to take back your country, come on January 6th. Well, that got people's attention. So they all came. They reserved hotel rooms. Many of them brought weapons. Some of them left them in their cars. Some did not. And they got together for a rally, a Trump rally. And at that rally, you heard Donald Trump say, If you're not going to have a country, if you don't take it back, let's go up to the Capitol, march on the Capitol, I'm with you. Of course, he wasn't telling the truth. He wasn't with him. He went back to the safety of the White House, watched it on TV, and kept chuckling all afternoon as they beat police officers. But you also had Rudy Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., Mo Brooks, a lot of other people. But even prior to that, you had people like Jim Jordan. And by the way, I refer to him, as you know, as Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. He's at the bottom of the list, as far as I'm concerned, among House members, although, you know, there's a lot of people at the bottom. Is he below Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Louie Gohmert, Mo Brooks, Matt Gaetz? I mean, I think they're all down there. They're all down there. But unlike the rest of them, guess what? If the Republicans take the House, he becomes chairman of the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee that's going to have a big say on elections and on selection of judges. The Judiciary Committee, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. He met in the White House right after Christmas with Trump and others and hasn't denied it. And they talked about how to do the Green Bay Sweep, how to overturn the election. And here is the plan. The plan was that Pence would get up. This is a ceremonial thing. in history, it was simply he stood there. It didn't have to be Pence. It didn't have to be anybody. And somebody brought in the certifications from 50 governors and secretaries of state, the majority of whom were Republicans. The majority of whom were Republicans. And they certified the election in their state in the Electoral College. And Biden beat him something like 360 to 232 in electoral votes, 7 million in popular votes. And the idea was that Pence would go, no, I'm not going to accept this. I think there was fraud. I rule without any basis in law that Trump and I stay on in power until this gets sorted out in a new election. And then he walks out of the room. And then everybody would have to go to court because Trump is in the White House. He could refuse to leave. He's the commander in chief of the military. This is what happens, by the way, in a coup in Africa, in Asia, in parts of South America. This does not happen in the United States. So the idea was that would happen. Well, Pence chickened out. Now, why don't I say, well, Pence was a hero. He stood tall. No, he didn't stand tall. He was thinking of doing it. And he called Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle is a former vice president under George H.W. Bush. Dan Quayle was not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he had enough common sense to say, Pence, you're crazy. Don't do it. Don't go near there. So Pence chickened out and didn't do it. Then they launch the attack on the Capitol. And Trump says, well, if Pence does the right thing, good. But if he doesn't, oh, well. Oh, well, that's an invitation to violence. And they bring a gallows up there. They didn't build that gallows in 5 minutes. You don't build a gallows in 5 minutes. I don't care who you are. That gallows had already been built. And it's up there on the Capitol grounds. And these guys go up there. Well, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and some of the others who had military background in the National Guard, there are military formations in the Army and in the Marine Corps. And you can tell as they walk through the crowd, they walk single file with discipline. These people had had military training and they knew what they were doing and they had discussed this in advance. It looks like a big crowd of people shouting and waving their arms. Take a good look. There are military formations walking through that crowd. Well, the Proud Boys were very much at the leadership in planning this thing. Now, I have faulted Merrick Garland for not being aggressive enough. But I will acknowledge that there have been 800 arrests, 250 people criminally charged with assaulting or interfering with police officers, and now five Proud Boys charged with seditious conspiracy, and the head of the Oath Keepers had been charged with seditious conspiracy. What is that? What is sedition? Well, there was a Sedition Act going back to the founding of our country, but you have to be a little careful. Because at the beginning, they charged a guy who was a newspaper editor who said something about the government they didn't like. And I'm not kidding. This is under George Washington. And they said it was sedition. Well, the idea of criticizing the government as sedition is something that happens in Putin's Russia, in Kim Jong-un's North Korea, in Xi's China, parts of Africa, parts of Asia. That's not what democracy is all about. And one of the most important decisions in our judicial history was that the courts threw that out and said, no, criticizing the government is not sedition. But he criticized it in his newspaper in an article. In an article. But sedition can be a felony if it involves violence to overthrow the government. And that's what this was. This was violence to go up there and murder Mike Pence. Remember, hang Mike Pence? They kept saying, hang Mike Pence, and they had a gallows there. And oh, Nancy, where's Nancy Pelosi? They would have kicked her to death. She's a woman in her 80s. You know, she looks like she's probably 102 pounds or something. She would have died. When you send a crowd and are part of organizing a crowd to stop the certification of the electoral votes and rule, well, let's take a good look at this, have another election, go through the court system. Courts take months and maybe years to resolve cases. And Trump would stay on in February, March, April, May. And finally, there's some courts would have gone, well, he's already been in for another couple of years. Why not let him, you know, Republican courts? That's what was going on. So Merrick Garland, I think, stood tall in this one, charging the Proud Boys and charging their national leader, charging their national leader. Now, but when is he going to charge Donald Trump? When is he going to charge Rudy Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., Mo Brooks? When is he going to charge the people who lathered up the crowd? Who lathered up the crowd? When is he going to charge them? Now, the implication I'm drawing from this, the hesitancy to charge Donald Trump is that normally in a democracy, the outgoing president doesn't get criminally charged by the incoming president and thrown in jail. That's what happens in autocracies. But in this case, what if the outgoing president committed felonies, which he did, and a number of felonies? He's right now in front of a grand jury, Donald Trump is, in Atlanta, Georgia, for extortion against Brad Raffensperger. I think that under these circumstances, charges should be brought. A grand jury should be convened. If they come back with an indictment, Donald Trump should be charged. He should be brought into court. You don't have to handcuff him. You should bring him in. He can put in an appearance, no bail or bond, and see what happens in front of a jury. This is America. No man is above the law. No one is above the law. But good news, five members of the Proud Boys have now been charged with seditious conspiracy, including their former head, and I believe they'll be convicted. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.